Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how are you?
I'm about the same. How are you?
About the same, but more sunscreen. And before we start this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase long distances. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, six letters and seven letters, that name things made by pouring a substance into molds. What are they?
Ted Heavenrich listened to the show and emailed us the answer, ingots and candles.
Way to go, Ted. All right, Ian, we haven't played a round of before and after in a while, so this week we're going to play a round of before and after. To refresh everyone's memories, the answer to each question is a combination of two things, where the final word of the first thing is the same as the first word of the second thing, like Oliver Twist and Shout. First up, what classic 1969 album features songs about the Sun King, Her Majesty, and a PBS series about the aristocratic Crawley family and their servants?
Downton Abbey Road?
That is right. Downton Abbey Road. Abbey Road being the album, and Downton Abbey being the aforementioned PBS series. What 2000 movie starring Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott recounts their efforts to locate their missing NPR automotive repair / advice podcast?
Dude, where's my car talk?
Dude, where's my car talk? Which is a thing a lot of people are saying these days.
It's true. Pour one out for the Tappet brothers.
What 1964 children's book is about a building that has an inventing room, a fizzy lifting drink room, and a chewing gum stretching room, and is located near a Cold War era crossing between East Berlin and West Berlin?
Checkpoint Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, that's a really funny one.
What landmark 1803 court case established judicial review and held that U.S. courts can strike down laws that are contrary to the U.S. Constitution, especially those about a famous New York City sports venue?
Marbury versus Madison Square Garden.
That's right. The entirety of Madison Square Garden was the defendant.
A lawsuit featuring disgraced point guard Stephon Marbury.
And finally, what song by Public Enemy that was featured in the 1989 movie Do the Right Thing was also used by James K. Polk as a campaign slogan to further his goal of annexing land in the Pacific Northwest up to a certain line of latitude?
5440 or Fight the Power?
Very good.
Shouts to Radio Raheem.
Well, despite the fact that the words before and after don't have a lot of meaning these days, Ian still managed to go 5 for 5. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some fun extra credits from resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the words two phrases. Change one letter to a P, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for a person you see in church and a four-letter word for things you see in church. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.